If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Howdy, howdy, ho, and welcome to Fantasy Fan Fellas. I'm Hayden, producer of the Fantasy Fangirls podcast and your resident lover of all things Sanderson.
And I'm Steven, your bookish internet goofball, but you can call me the Smash Daddy.
And we are currently deep diving Brandon Sanderson's fantasy epic, Mistborn. But here's the catch. Steven here has not read Mistborn before.
That's right, hey. So each week, you'll get my unfiltered, raw reactions to every single chapter.
And along the way, we'll do character deep dives, magic explainers, and Steven will even try to guess what's next. Spoiler alert, he'll be wrong.
Newsflash, I'm never wrong. Episodes come out every Wednesday, and you can find Fantasy Fan Fellas wherever you get your podcasts.
You do it all. So why not get all the electrolytes? Hydrate better than water with new Gatorade Lower Sugar. Now with no artificial flavors, sweeteners, or colors, and 75% less sugar than regular Gatorade. New to the fridge, all the Gatorade electrolytes you love. Gatorade Lower Sugar. Is it in you? Now available nationwide.
Hello and welcome back to the Psych Legal Pop Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about popular culture through the lens of an attorney and a therapist. I'm Tess Brigham. I'm the therapist.
And I'm Brooke Brigham. I'm the attorney.
And today we are, this is a bonus episode. We are going to be covering Love is Blind Season 10, Ohio. And we wanted to take a little time to go through the cast before the show starts and discuss, and there's already a little bit of controversy with one of the people on the show. So, yeah. Anything else to add, Brooke?
No, I'm getting kind of excited.
Excited for Ohio.
Okay.
So we're going to start with those. So there's the men and the women. We're going to start with the men.
Okay.
All right.
So if you want to follow along, just, you can go on, you can just Google Netflix, mm-hmm. Love is Blind Season 10 contestants, and they're in alphabetical order. So no matter where you find this, I'm sure it'll all be in the same order.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start with the men.
Yes.
Our first contestant is Alex H.
Yes.
Now let's talk about what Alex is wearing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Alex, you know, when you see a picture of him, he looks kind of goofy, but then mm-hmm. you see his about him and you're like, oh, well, he was, you know, he's a soccer player and drafted by Minnesota United. I don't know.
Slow down, Tess. Slow down.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We got to go through this.
There's a lot of men to get through, but okay.
Okay. So yeah, he's dressed, you know, kind of goofy-ish with his hand in his pocket.
Yeah.
So he's 31. He's in financial sales. I'm not going to go through their astrological signs. That's stupid. But yeah, soccer is life for Alex.
Yes.
Now he's learning how to live without the game. Drafted by Minnesota United, the former Division I goalkeeper never expected his time in professional sports to be cut short. So had an injury. Then he went into finance.
Yeah. Well, his worst habit is he takes a sip of water from a water bottle in the fridge, putting it back, and then grabbing a new one. Well, that is annoying. What are you doing? That's what my son does. Like my, well, you know, he'll grab a water, have four sips, and then be like, it's cold now. I'm going to go get a fresh water, a cold water. I'm like, you're not paying for this.
Yeah, Alex, you're 31. You need to just drink your water and, you know.
All the way through.
Like a big boy, okay?
And then get a like a Yeti cup or something if you want to keep it cold.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he says he's been through a lot and can be strong when the chips are down. So,
yes,
we'll see about that.
Okay. We'll see how Alex is. All right. So there's another Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Alex L. So, yeah, again, I don't know about these photos. They did not do a good job taking these photos. A photographer's job is to make the subject feel comfortable. And comfortable so that they can get a good shot. So far, none of these photos look comfortable. No one's looking comfortable.
Yeah. And Alex L. has a very ill-fitting suit.
Yes.
The pants are too short. Or if he's trying to do that trend where the pants are supposed to be short, you don't wear like black socks and black like dress shoes like your grandpa would wear.
Ooh, yeah. You know, I mean, I know that it was a trend for a while. Like men would wear these suits where
the leg
was tapered. They'd wear loafer. But the leg was a little more tapered. This is like a straight leg. It's very, you know, yeah. And then it's short. And then it's like a tan brown suit. You know, it's like, so boring.
Well, Alex L is 33. And he's an assistant controller.
What does that mean?
I have no idea what that means. Something in finance. He calls himself a lovable smartass. I don't listen to country music, and I'm not religious, so that cuts out about 60% of the population.
Oh God! Well, maybe it's your attitude, Alex L.
That's a hot. You know,
it seemed a little judgy. I mean, is that really true? I didn't know that a lot of people in Ohio listen to country music.
He's like, I just can't find anyone because 60% of the population listens to country music and is religious. That's a real sweeping generalization. But okay, now we know why Alex has been single for 5 years. And he's hoping to find someone. His ultimate ick is baby voice. It freaks me out, he admits. Okay, well.
Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah. He says bonus points if she's down for yoga and if she golfs.
Well, okay.
Good luck with that.
All right. Who's next? Next is Brennan, which is a name. I feel like we have a Brennan every year on the show, which I did not go to school with one Brennan.
Well, these people are a lot younger than us, Tess.
I know that. I'm just saying that this must be a millennial name.
Yeah.
I did not go to school with any.
I don't know who dressed him, but.
Oh God, I hate mustaches. I just don't love the mustache look. So he's got a mustache, but again, he looks so. You know, he's wearing a white collared shirt with a gold sweater,
mustard color
sweater with a too tight blue blazer and he's wearing dark blue jeans. I mean, and again, he looks very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's 30 and he's also in accounting and finance.
Mm-hmm. No.
And it's a lot of finance, but not in the right way. You know, this isn't like,
what do you mean?
6'5" finance.
No.
Finance pro. You know, in the ages, I heard that this season, like the youngest person is like 28 and most of the people are in their 30s.
Listen, this is what I've been saying from the beginning. You no more of these 23-year-olds.
No.
No more. They're not ready to get married and they shouldn't be getting married. So,
yeah.
Well, but, you know, Brennan has a simple life motto.
Yeah.
Do hard things. Wow.
Thank I think you. He stole that from Glennon Doyle.
Or anybody. Do hard things. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. Yeah. Life is hard. We're all doing hard things.
Whether it's a marathon, whether it's marathon training or finding a soulmate through a wall, he doesn't shrink away from a challenge.
I'm sorry, finding a soulmate through a wall isn't a challenge. A marathon is. We've done that. Yeah. That's hard. But like talking to someone through a wall.
Yeah, he's put in the work to become the most emotionally available version of himself. Learning how to manage my feelings and express them to a partner is what I'm proudest of, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He once wrote letters by hand to an ex-girlfriend on a weekly basis. So he's bringing the same dedication and mindfulness to the pods.
Mm.
He wants to find a woman who wants to start a family. This is interesting. I want to meet someone who's soft-spoken, caring, and thoughtful, whether they're with me or a stranger in a coffee shop. So he wants a wife that's going to be soft-spoken, submissive. Caring, and thoughtful.
Submissive.
That's another way of saying that.
Yeah.
All right. Peace out, Brennan.
Peace out.
This guy.
Ugh.
Right. I mean, he's not terrible looking, but he's looks a little, I'm sorry, a little elfin. A he little like Lord of the Ringsy.
Yeah.
You know?
He's kind of
like a hobbit.
He's got red hair, right?
I think so. He's got hobbit energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it. It's just a vibe.
No, and he's kind of short, petite.
Yeah, well, I can't tell how tall any of these guys are.
It's really hard
to figure out what's going on.
Well, look at the way he's standing. He stands like a short man mm-hmm. who has confidence.
Okay.
For trying to have confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, again, he's got a very uncomfortable, weird pose.
Yeah.
A la the photographer. And his pants are too tight. They're almost too short. Half an inch more and they'd be too short. Yeah.
And so far, we've had two Libras and two Pisces. Hmm. So I know Brooke doesn't want to discuss the astrological signs, but I care.
I just don't know. You can talk about it. I just don't know enough about it to talk about.
Yeah.
But
I only know about a few ones, mainly the ones that pertain to me. So.
Exactly. Who cares about everyone else? So he's 33 and he's an account executive.
Whatever that is.
And a Pisces.
Whether he's crushing an Ironman triathlon or dominating his opponent on the jiu-jitsu mat, Chris likes to work up a sweat. This military veteran is looking for someone to match his pace on the treadmill and his positive outlook on life. My best habit is being overly optimistic about any situation, he says. Oh, that's...
overly optimistic.
Oh, good. Good times sometimes. You're kind of like, oh, geez, okay. That's why Chris truly believes his soulmate is out there and waiting to be discovered in the pods. Oh, my God. He's searching for a lasting connection with an emotionally intelligent woman of his dreams. Oh, he's got two pets, an adopted stray cat named Chalupa and his dog, Cookie.
And they're looking for a new mom.
Oh, he's like, I need someone to walk this Cookie.
Right. I get up too early to go to my finance job. Okay.
All right.
This next guy. Oof.
Ooh, another Pisces. See? Connor.
You know what? How is this going to work with all these Pisces?
I don't know.
Connor is okay. His outfit is doing too much. He has on a sweater and a jacket.
Yeah.
Kind of a heavy,
like a bomber jacket.
Bomber jacket. And the pants are a little tight. What is with these like straight?
It's a thing. It's a look.
They're not even straight leg. What do you call that? It's like,
it's tapered a little bit.
It's like boot cut. Not boot cut. No. Slim cut. What's the word?
Not skinny, but like
skinny
cut.
Jeans. Yeah, they're kind of almost skinny jeans on the bottom.
But the top isn't. And it's really not flattering. It's not.
And they're all short.
And the thing is that, again, like a lot of these trends, it only looks good if you're really, really tall and thin.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can get away with it. But you can't, you know, this does not, this look, ugh. And they all wearing like these straight leg tight Dockers. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They're like Docker skinny jeans. It's bizarre.
Okay. So he's 32. He's also in account management. God, everyone's dealing with accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy a trip to Grandpa's Cheese Barn?
Ooh.
Well, then Connor might be the guy for you.
Mm.
Oh, it's his family's summer tradition to visit the iconic Ohio establishment. All he needs is a ride-or-die partner by his side, and hopefully with a lactate in hand. Ew.
Mm. At first, I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, his grandfather has, like, this cheese, you know, barn. It's like, no, it's just a, it's a, it's like...
It's like going to an outing. Barrel or something.
Yeah, it's like, it's not even that special. Do you know what I mean?
It's not your family.
I know, but it's not his, but grandpa's not his grandpa.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
But he plans to bring his own kids there someday.
Yeah.
Because starting a family is his top priority.
Yes.
Oh, okay. he's a little too needy.
Okay. Where he's seeking a woman who makes him feel secure in the relationship and confident about their future together. Oh, dear God. There's something up with this guy.
Yeah, like, he's needy.
Why do you need this woman to make you feel? No one can make you feel anything.
No.
You're looking for someone to show you or to show up for you in this way. But this guy, I think, is going to be a little controlling. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, another ill-fitting suit. This is Devo.
Yeah. I don't know. His
32.
His seems the least offensive in terms. Well, no. I'm sorry.
It's pretty tight, and it looks like it's maybe a linen blend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little wrinkly. It doesn't quite fit right. Tight at the bottom. Almost too short. God, did they just send them all to the same store?
Yeah, I think so. Or they have one tailor on set.
Yeah.
And knows how to only do one hem.
Right. No matter how what your height, I'm just going to do the same hem for all of you.
Everybody's going to be the same. Just
well, he's a Sagittarius, so that's a
yes.
change.
Yes, finally, finally.
Oh, he's on the rebound. I don't know if you should have disclosed that, Devo.
No, Devo, I'm a little nervous about you already. Because the other thing is, he spends most of his time watching or talking about basketball, football, or really whatever else is on. So his future partner is willing to put up with his game day obsession. Then Devo will cheer her on from the sidelines for life. I'm like, okay, so you're basically saying, yeah, I'm going to be watching sports most of the time.
Yeah, every weekend I'm going to be watching sports and... get used to it. Okay, pass, hard pass. Okay.
Right.
Now, this guy, he's a little different. What is his name? Haramol. That's a terrible name.
Brooke, that's terrible. I think he looks Persian Indian.
Persian, I think Indian, Southeast Asian.
Okay. I think that's probably a traditional name. Listen, he's an ER doctor.
He's an ER doctor.
This is the most impressive job we've seen so far.
Now, I just want to say, he has potential. He has a cute face,
mm-hmm.
but he's got this very strange haircut where it's like shaved on the sides.
Yeah.
And he's got this curly hair on top. No. He needs to grow that out and then cut it all down a little bit. I like the curls, but they're too long.
Yeah, no, it's not flattering. You're absolutely right. He needs a new hairdo. Maybe thin the eyebrows a little bit. I don't know. I think I need to see the hair with the beard. I like the beard, but the beard could go.
Mm-hmm.
But the hair is really an issue. You're right.
Yeah, and he has a nice build. As
mm-hmm.
Janelle,
and he's got a great smile.
He's got a great smile. He looks like he's tall.
Yeah.
Taller than the other guys.
Yeah, I mean, he's like one of these people that really, the right hair, the right stylist.
Yeah.
It could turn things around for him. But this look right here makes him look real goofy.
Yes. Well, as an ER doctor, he knows how precious life can be.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's searching for someone to spend the rest of his life with. My job and my life have deep purpose, so it's hard to find time to date. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, what is he like?
He's got a dog.
He likes to do little romantic things for his friends. Mm. Go to the dog park with his beloved husky. Oh, I love huskies.
Yeah, Brawny.
And listen to 6 hours of music every day.
How can you do that with the ER?
Headphones, maybe.
I guess so.
You know, they listen to music in the operating.
I guess so. Well, but he's an ER doctor. I don't know how much he's operating. He is a Virgo, and Virgos are known to be very exact. You know, you put this here, right? Everything's in its place. There's an order to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's good for an ER doctor.
Yeah, you want that in a doctor.
Yes, you do. You want someone who's detail-oriented and fastidious.
Well, I'm going to keep my eye on this guy. I kind of like this guy.
Okay, this next guy, how did this guy get in? Because
we're so mean.
He's also, I know, but he's also wearing Dockers, but he's wearing the jegging version.
Yes, they look like sweatpants.
Swear to God, this guy, he's a little bit bigger than the other guys. So, and he's got kind of longer hair and a beard. So he's got kind of more of a slacker look, but you can't even put him in real pants. I mean, come on. I mean, these look like sweatpants.
They are sweatpants. They're sweatpants that have pockets. That's all that it is. These aren't real pants. They don't have like a button and a zipper.
No, they don't. And you can see they're all bunchy on the knees and stuff. Like, because the material is sticky.
Yes, these are not tailored enough. What happened to the tailor? Where did he go? This guy's pants are way too long. They're like
well, we can't do this.
Inside his high tops. He has high tops on and his pants are like inside his high tops.
Because this seamstress only knows how to do Dockers, does not know how to do jersey. jersey.
Okay, this is Jordan. His name is Jordan. He's 34 and he's an account executive.
And a Pisces.
Good God. He's known as the life of the party by friends and family. He stays laughing through life. But he's never been more serious about finding a partner after 9 years of being single.
Okay. 9 years. I've been through heartbreak before, and that's when you start to put walls up. So it's like, someone broke your heart a good decade ago. It's like, What have you been doing some work? I hope you've been doing some work on yourself.
Oh, this sounds scary. Okay. Growing up surrounded by his large, close-knit family, Jordan would love to share in his favorite traditions with his future wife, including competitive card games at Thanksgiving and walks with his 6-year-old dog, Bo. Okay. The dog is fine, but it sounds like he has like a big family that's going to have a lot of opinions about
very enmeshed. Family.
Yes.
Yes. And if you don't like dogs, sorry, he was here first.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, you got to like dogs.
I understand that.
He's bringing a photo album of the dog into the pods for when he gets lonely.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. That's what it says.
I am going to give you Jordan's first pod. So tell me about yourself, Jordan. Well, I have a dog. Oh, you do? What kind of dog? I mean,
yeah,
you can hear this already.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
This next guy is
next.
His name's Kevin. Kevon,
I think.
Now,
age 32.
He's a realtor. Scorpio Brooke, he's the same sign as you. Ooh.
He's a tall drink of water.
He is taller. He is. I don't love the burnt umber.
The
rust
colors are bad.
On top of the red burnt umber.
Yeah.
And the gray jeans. But God, at least the pants seem to fit.
The pants fit. They look like the right length.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is he kind of balding on top?
Yeah, a little bit. He's cute, though. I think he's kind of cute. I think he is cute.
Okay, let's read about him. He's been waiting for that sweep you off your feet moment, but his have stayed firmly planted on the ground. Huh? Let's see. I'm most excited about finally meeting my best friend, he says. He's been on a journey to focus on his health and start his real estate career.
Okay, so this means something. If he's just starting his real estate career, he's 30 what? 32?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm just saying he's not making a lot of money.
No.
He's, you know, he's not selling a lot if he's at the beginning of this.
And, you know, he's talking about how he wants a lovely lady by his side. And he wants to be able to have someone travel with. I think he kind of wants someone to support him.
Yeah.
You don't have money to travel, Kayvon. You're just starting a business.
Yeah. He can be kind of a know-it-all at times, but he hopes he'll be able to laugh about it with his future partner. Oh, God.
This was a terrible bio, Kayvon. I don't know.
Yeah, we were loving you at first. Okay. And then this is Kevin,
mm-hmm.
who's 35, certified public accountant.
Oh,
okay.
God, the finance industry is just booming.
And he's a Taurus.
Okay. Well, let's see. His outfit, I'm not really too offended by.
No, it's all right.
The shoes are wrong, but.
Yeah. You know, he's the kind of guy where I think in some photos, I'm sure he is super, he looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think in other photos, not so much. Not so much in this photo. But
he looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you. So this photographer's not good. So he's one of those people that like you could go either way with, mm-hmm. you know, like I think it depends on the day. And again, I think it's like the hair and what he's wearing and this, you know. But he's cute.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, he's a CPA. He likes to be up by 5 a.m. I don't think this is too much for me.
Yeah. He starts fueling up with coffee, black coffee with a shot of espresso before heading out the door. If you can keep up, then Kevin mm-hmm. might be the guy for you. I don't think I can keep up with that.
No,
even
you know
age
what?
32 or whatever.
I'm sorry, but waking up at 5 a.m. and drinking a bunch of coffee doesn't mean that you're...
It doesn't mean you're going places.
It doesn't mean things are happening for you. It just means that you're up early and you're drinking coffee like the rest of us.
Oh, well, it says here...
Oh, no.
That he works with a local nonprofit raising money for cancer research.
Oh, we're assholes. Well, sorry, Kevin.
Wait a minute. No, this is what he does. He does, you know, the annual bike ride fundraiser where you raise money and you.
Oh, every year Kevin participates in
his job. I don't think that's his job.
Bike ride fundraiser after losing his father to the disease.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll be quiet now.
But he says, oh, people think Ohio is boring, but it's not just a flyover state. It has a vibrant art scene, awesome sports teams, and amazing people. So he's very pro Ohio. Yeah. He loves where he lives.
Okay. Well, show us.
Yeah.
Okay. This next guy, Miguel, he's just wearing like a short sleeve sweater.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cute, but I don't like, again, this pose. They've got him in this pose.
Awful. I mean, he's a bigger guy. He's got like broad shoulders, big arms, but again, he's wearing tight, ill-fitting
tight
blue
jeans.
Dockers.
Yeah.
But Does he have, I think he's doing the no sock thing.
Okay, so he's 32, a software engineer and a Taurus, mm-hmm. born in Puerto Rico.
Yes, which is part of the United States.
Yeah.
In case anyone was
curious. Everybody, it is. So built a life in the U.S. after landing a basketball scholarship and then a job in Cincinnati. Dating stateside, however, has been less successful. Mm-hmm. Oh, this pro bodybuilder easily sparks attention, but has trouble maintaining a flame with a serious and selfless partner.
Psych Legal Pop will be back after these messages.
Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Howdy, howdy, ho, and welcome to Fantasy Fan Fellas. I'm Hayden, producer of the Fantasy Fangirls podcast and your resident lover of all things Sanderson.
And I'm Steven, your bookish internet goofball, but you can call me the Smash Daddy.
And we are currently deep diving Brandon Sanderson's fantasy epic, Mistborn. But here's the catch. Steven here has not read Mistborn before.
That's right, hey. So each week, you'll get my unfiltered, raw reactions to every single chapter.
And along the way, we'll do character deep dives, magic explainers, and Steven will even try to guess what's next. Spoiler alert, he'll be wrong.
Newsflash, I'm never wrong. Episodes come out every Wednesday, and you can find Fantasy Fan Fellas wherever you get your podcasts.
After ending a four-year relationship, he's found the local scene to be far too insular to make a match. He drives hours out of his way for a dinner date, but won't waste the time if the vibe isn't right.
Okay, so why are you doing this show? If for you, you know instantly meeting someone in person in the same room, not through a wall, you have a good vibe, dar, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing the show?
Yeah, because he says he knows within 5 seconds of meeting someone if he's attracted to them or not.
Yeah. So, and if that's how you, and I'm not saying that's good or bad or right or wrong. I'm just saying that if that's what you believe, that's how you see it, then that's how you're going to treat the show.
Yeah, this isn't that kind of show.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Okay. Do you see the next?
Okay.
This poor guy.
So the seamstress.
The seamstress hates Mike. She hates him.
She either hates him or she had way too much coffee and she just started cutting because they've got this guy in like floods. We used to call waiting for a flood. What are you doing? Waiting for a flood? Don't you remember that when someone would wear pants like this, be like, what are you doing? Waiting for a flood?
Waiting for a flood. Yeah.
This is Gen X. Not a moment. Like you don't get away with anything.
Yeah. Well, look, everything is fine. He's an attractive man. He's got on this black polo. Okay. Mm-hmm. Short sleeves. You see his tattoos. You see the pants are going down. The thighs are good. Not too tight in the thighs. We get to the lower leg and literally in the middle of his lower
leg. They're like capri pants.
They're capris.
I mean, seriously, you can see the hair on his legs. Like I can see it in this photo. It's that high up too. And the thing is that they're not, I mean, I'm saying capris, but it's like a weird length. It's not a capri length. It's not a full length. It's like a mistake length.
It's not even ankle length. It's shorter than ankle length.
No, we can fully see his ankles.
I don't know.
And plus a little bit above that.
Oh, poor Mike. Oh, they did you dirty.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, so Mike is 30. He's a sales manager. He's a Taurus. 7 months ago, he left New Jersey behind to seek new opportunities in Cleveland.
Ooh.
He's proud of himself for moving somewhere where he doesn't know anyone. But, you know, dating just hasn't been easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he focuses too much on the physical, and I tend to be picky. Noting that dark hair and a beautiful smile typically grab his attention. Okay. He said he's too immature in the past to marry, but he's been working on himself.
His love language is giving gifts.
Okay.
And all he asks for in return is a loyal and genuine connection with a woman who won't mind a sinkful of dirty dishes or his habit of biting his nails. Way to sell yourself, Mike.
Yeah.
God. Mike. Ew. Yeah. Dirty dishes and like, you know, chewed off fingernails everywhere.
No thanks. Okay.
Oh, God. How many more of these men
are
there?
Well, we're at the P. We're at Parker.
Oh, gosh. We might have to do this in two episodes.
Yeah. I don't know. How far into this? I have to see. I'm on another page. Oh, God. Okay. No, we can truck along. But this guy, Parker, he's cute, but they put him in this tuxedo jacket.
Yeah.
With this dark lapel and then with this
print
on it, like a paisley. No, they're like fire. I don't know what that print is, but it's very weird because it doesn't go with anything
or something. Yeah.
But he's wearing like a collared green shirt that's actually not, it doesn't look like a suit shirt. It looks like a little more casual.
Cotton, yeah, casual.
And again, at least, God damn it, we don't see his ankles.
No.
But again, the ill-fitting. This doesn't look very good. It makes him look, the pants are, they're just basic black pants. These are the best we've seen, and black shoes, I don't know.
Okay. Well, he's 29. He's a business owner, Sagittarius. He's ready to meet the love of his life. After taking time to meaningfully reflect on how he shows up in relationships, he has struggled in the past with an anxious attachment style. Okay. He also has a dog.
A 1-year-old Bernese mountain dog. And appreciates a woman who can match their energy. So basically,
the dog's energy?
I think so, because they didn't say his energy, their energy. So I think it's like this guy's looking for a dog walker. He's like, I've overcommitted with this dog. Because a 1-year-old dog, trust me, I've had these dogs, they're a lot of work. And he's a business owner. And he's like, God damn it.
I don't have time.
So I need to find a woman who's going to do this.
Well, he goes on to say, as the owner of an automotive company, he rarely gets a moment to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So excuse him if he's not life of the party. I'm not always an extrovert. Sometimes my inner introvert takes over and I want to spend the whole weekend inside. Parker, you're not selling yourself. So basically, you work all the time, you have an obnoxious dog, and you're never going to go anywhere and do anything.
except go to his family's cookouts on Sundays.
That's
what he wants his new wife to do with him.
Yeah, right after you walk the dog.
Yes, of course.
You can't go to the barbecue, the cookout, or whatever.
Till the dog.
To play with the dog.
Yeah.
All right. This guy.
All right.
Steven.
So this guy.
This is the guy with the controversy, right?
This is the guy with the controversy. So do you want to talk about him and then talk about the controversy?
Yeah, let's talk about him. Because let's just get first impressions, you know?
First impressions. Okay. So
he's wearing a light turquoise suit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like teal.
It's like a light teal. Yeah.
Light teal matching suit.
Almost like a Miami Vice color.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Again, the weird pants.
Yeah. He always got a pocket square.
Yeah. Okay. I will say he is cute. I mean,
okay.
You don't think he's cute?
No, I don't think he's that cute. And then he's wearing like these black tennis shoes with big white soles.
Yeah.
32. He's in finance. Finance, which is very vague.
Yes.
Another Sagittarius. These are all like Pisces, Sagittarius, Taurus. A couple Virgos, one Scorpio.
Well, I'll be interested to see what the women are. because then we'll really know. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so it says, before even entering the pods, Stephen has been dating with the love is blind mindset.
Oh, so do you go to bars and say, don't look at me. Look away. Look away. You and I, look
I'm
away.
I'm going to blindfold you and then we can talk.
Or like you go on a date and you're like, okay, I'm going to be, you know. So weird.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so the best relationships I've had have been based on personality first and looks were secondary, he says. After nearly a year of being single, he wants to lock down a highly social and optimistic partner with a deep appreciation for family.
Mm.
Let's see.
Oh, he does not want... His icks are if you speak badly about your brother or sister or if you're on OnlyFans.
Oh, well, the OnlyFans. Yeah, I would not want my girlfriend to be on OnlyFans. He was never laser focused on his studies. He's very in touch with his artistic side.
Yeah.
In his spare time, he enjoys painting and glass blowing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so here's the controversy about Stephen. So Storytime with Ricky broke this story. So this happened actually after the filming wrapped. The filming of the Love is Blind wrapped in March 2025. And she said that Stephen shows up, you know, early in the series, but he doesn't get engaged, doesn't, you know, go any farther than just the pods.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently 5 women have come out to make complaints about him.
Wow. Being
inappropriate. And there's one woman in particular who she came out in like May of 2025, just a couple months after filming wrapped. And she made an allegation that he had sexually assaulted her. And
but, I'm sorry, this woman wasn't connected to the show.
No.
This is someone. Okay.
This is, yeah, someone in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were 3 other women who describe a similar experience. And so then the woman who made the first allegation, she actually posted on her TikTok, you know, as herself, not, mm-hmm. you know, trying to cover up who she was. And she says, you know, I am the person that he did this to, and this is what happened. And basically she says she met him on Bumble. Now this is allegedly, mm-hmm. this is, I'm just quoting from her TikTok. And the first time they got together in person, he just came right out and asked her if she would like to give him head.
Oh, that's a good opening line.
Yeah.
And what did she say to that? Oh, please.
Well,
Stephen, you just seem like such a winner.
She said no, because she'd just gotten her lip pierced.
But okay.
I think that was just an excuse. I don't think she would have, she did not want to. She just met this guy. She does not want to give him head.
And just then for any men listening, it's never, that's not a really good opening.
No. So then she said that he begged her, you know, begged her to do it.
Oh, and my then, God.
I think finally she, it sounded like she just, cause he was getting more and more agitated, I think,
uh-huh.
and begging her. And so I think she was just like, kind of froze or I don't know, or now would that be like fawn when you just sort of go along with whatever's happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just to, I forget like what the definition of fawn is, but isn't it just, yeah, like you try to go along with it, please the person to get it over with type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I think it used to be right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think you can land that under freeze or, but yeah. And this is something that men don't quite understand, that a lot of women end up doing stuff like this because you don't know what his if he's agitated, angry,
right.
Agitate, you know, and that can be, I don't know where they were at the time. I'm hoping they're not at a bar, you know, and he's, you know, so obviously they're in a private place. So she obviously seemed scared.
Yeah, I think she did say that she was afraid that it could, it was afraid it could turn violent, you know?
Yeah. So sometimes women, this is what they do. They just, so they can
Yeah, just get it over with
and then get to the next thing. And
yeah. So I think she actually did say that she was kind of frozen. Mm. I think she used the word frozen. Anyway, okay, so he's doing all this crazy, like pushing her head down. He started recording her with his phone.
Oh my God.
And then at that point, when that started happening, she was able to break away and, I can't remember if she was at his house or he was at her house. I don't know what happened, but she got away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not quite sure how this happened. Maybe she posted about it. Anyway, then other women started coming forward and saying mm-hmm. that the same thing had happened to them. Three other women had described the same experience. And I think she talked to some of them and compared notes. And, you know, she was very open about it. So this is really, I mean, I don't know. This is out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there could be more people who post about it and corroborate this. And I don't know what Love is Blind is going to do about it, but I don't know.
Maybe because he does not get engaged or anything, maybe they go back and edit him a bit more out of the first, you know, if he shows up in the first couple, maybe they just edit him out a little bit.
Yeah.
And just make him like, then he's in the background. Cause there are, you know, certainly there are people that are just in the background the entire time. You never see them. You never talk, you know, you never follow anything they're doing. Right. He might like, become
who's that? Yeah. You never even hear them speak. So yes. I hope they do. I hope they do edit him out. I hope he doesn't get any, well, I mean, it's already out there. I mean, So anyway, sorry to bring the mood down, but that's just, you know, it's going to come up. Okay.
Okay.
Couple more
guys. Let's move on to Tyler. Tyler H. So I don't know why we have a Tyler H.
Is there a Tyler or something? No.
Yeah, there's not another Tyler, but okay.
All right.
But this guy, he's 32, but he's kind of got one of those young old faces. He's kind of got young old energy. Like, his face looks like a little child's. He's, you know. Yeah. I mean, I think of anyone, his outfits fits him the best.
Yeah. Like, he has the best outfit. It fits him.
It's appropriate. It's the right colors.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he's got like a very smooth, soft face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got highlights.
Like a baby face.
It's a baby
face. And highlights.
Okay, so he's 32. He's a management consultant and a Capricorn. Rather than look for someone to grow old with, Tyler is searching for someone who makes him feel forever young.
Mm.
He wants to crisscross the globe. So his future partner better have a passport. He says nobody wants to leave Ohio. A lot of people are pretty locked in.
Mm.
So
do you think maybe
travel buddy?
Yeah, I guess so. And he likes to do some late night vacuuming. Sometimes I do it at 4 a.m.
Okay, that's weird.
All right. I don't know. Tyler's not very, he's kind of,
yeah. Okay. Right. So this is our final one, right?
Hopefully. Yeah. Victor. And quite frankly, Victor seems like the best thus far. He's cute.
Yeah. His outfit's on point.
His outfit's on point.
His shoes are all untied. I don't like that.
But he's 34. He's a professor and a Virgo. And he's 6'3" with a PhD. He leads with that.
Well, that's good, Victor. Put your best stuff out there. Wow. Okay. So my biggest fear is being vulnerable and getting hurt. Well, join the club.
Mm-hmm.
Originally from Brooklyn and a newcomer to Columbus, Victor's holding out hope for a partner who values the transparency, consistency, and overall security he can offer in a relationship. I'm a slow burn, Victor says.
Oh, I'm not a golden retriever. I'm a Doberman. Ooh. Oh, okay.
I do like him.
Tell me more, Victor. He's looking for someone with a strong connection to God.
He's more than right. God for Victor.
You can have start having a strong connection to God for Victor.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's cute.
So he is cute.
He's the best
of the men.
God, don't disappoint me, Victor. Please.
Yes, yes.
We gotta have someone. Okay, so how long have we been going here?
We've been going for about 45 minutes.
Okay. Well, do you want to do this in two parts?
Yeah, I think we should because though I just saw the first woman. Oh my God. So yeah, we'll come back. We'll
do this in two parts. So, so everyone can kind of take the men in, you know, go just
think about it. Look at the pants.
Yeah. Take it all in. Study the profiles, you know, because we have to be ready to hit the ground running because it's hard when they first start and you're like, who is this? And
yeah,
you know,
yeah, you got to be prepared. And so this is why we're here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Like we said, we will be covering Love is Blind Ohio. We aren't quite sure when we're going to be dropping the episodes or how we're going to do it. We're going to take our time, which we normally don't do. So we're going to take our time with the episodes and drop them as they come. So the best thing to do, the smartest thing to do is subscribe to the podcast. So that mm-hmm. way you get all the episodes in your feed. You don't have to wonder, am I getting all of the Love is Blind coverage? No, you just subscribe. Mm-hmm. And if you want more from us, go over to Patreon. We have lots of stuff over there. And you can also leave us a 5-star rating review or follow us on social and or follow us on social media. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Thanks. Bye.
Howdy, howdy, ho, and welcome to Fantasy Fan Fellas. I'm Hayden, producer of the Fantasy Fangirls podcast and your resident lover of all things Sanderson.
And I'm Steven, your bookish internet goofball, but you can call me the Smash Daddy.
And we are currently deep diving Brandon Sanderson's fantasy epic, Mistborn. But here's the catch. Steven here has not read Mistborn before.
That's right, hey. So each week, you'll get my unfiltered, raw reactions to every single chapter.
And along the way, we'll do character deep dives, magic explainers, and Steven will even try to guess what's next. Spoiler alert, he'll be wrong.
Newsflash, I'm never wrong. Episodes come out every Wednesday, and you can find Fantasy Fan Fellas wherever you get your podcasts.
You do it all. So why not get all the electrolytes? Hydrate better than water with new Gatorade Lower Sugar. Now with no artificial flavors, sweeteners, or colors, and 75% less sugar than regular Gatorade. New to the fridge, all the Gatorade electrolytes you love. Gatorade Lower Sugar. Is it in you? Now available nationwide.
Get that Amex Gold card ready. I'm too tired to cook.
We feeling Five Guys or the Cheesecake Factory?
Both.
Earn up to $120 a year in statement credits at participating partners. Up to $10 each month when you pay with the Amex Gold card. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-gold. Enrollment required. Terms apply.